Honesty is its own reward. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Honesty is its own reward. Yes, yes, yes. So many times we have the opportunity to be honest and say lovely things about the world, and we don't because we think that people might not appreciate what we're doing. People might think that we're being Pollyanna, that we're being unrealistic. However, if we can always speak the truth, if we can always be honest, if we can always be unconditionally loving, then that is our reality. Well, let's look at the word honesty for a moment. Think of what honesty really means. When I say I am unconditionally loving of myself and my world, I love without looking at the conditions. I don't look at the world and see that it is having difficulties and say I am unconditionally loving of it because I want to make the world better. I say I am unconditionally loving of the world because I love the world without conditions. I do not look at the world and see the weeds growing in the garden. I look at the world and see the beauty, the flowers that are growing there. I look at the world and see the sun shining in the heavens, doing its perfect job. I don't look at the world and see the sun burning down and drying up lakes and drying up rivers and causing problems here and there with these solar storms and things that we read about. If I begin looking at the sun like that, I begin looking at the sun as an unholy thing, as something undesirable, something that's doing something bad. However, when I unconditionally love the sun, I unconditionally love the sun and say the sun is a beautiful orb, that it is doing its perfect work, and that its rays are a blessing to all the earth, to all the universe, and that all is in divine order now. And whatever caused the rivers to dry up or the lakes to dry up is no longer present. A balance and a harmony are in the universe. A balance and harmony are in the heavens. I see a balance in the heavenly conditions over these areas where they might be drying up rivers and lakes. I see harmony and balance. I see all that is good and beautiful. And you say, well, that's just sort of wishful thinking. No. As I put a cause in motion, that cause manifests itself in every beautiful, positive, wonderful, dynamic way. And as this cause manifests itself in every beautiful, dynamic, wonderful, positive way, then that cause is bringing about in the world that I see that perfect result. I see all in harmony. I see all in peace. I see everything in its doing its divine ideal purpose. Now, you say to yourself, well, what about those rivers that are drying up and the lakes that are drying up? What about those areas of the world where things are changing? Well, we could be fatalistic about it and say that's the way it should be. Or we could say all is in divine order. Has this ever happened in the past? Has it ever taken place? And what has been the result when it took place? Did it destroy everything? Or did it merely change the conditions around a little bit? Did the earth ever flip-flop on its axis? And in flip-flopping on its axis, did it cause all life to cease to operate in a normal manner and everything take on a new form? Was there an ice age when the ice covered half of the earth and the earth was in a totally different situation? Or was there ever conditions that happened around the earth with the tectonic plates moving back and forth, and we think to ourselves, my goodness, you know, what's going to happen? And not realizing these things happen over a long period of time. However, the drying up the lakes and rivers is a rather immediate thing that comes to our attention. However, if we can say to ourselves, all is in divine order now. If we can say, all is in divine order now. Now, do you know what divine order is for those lakes and rivers? We would think that it was their normal operation, so that the people who live in those areas would have sustenance that comes from those lakes and rivers. And you'd think that that would be the proper thing to do. Well, when mankind, through its greediness and other attitudes, dams off the areas that would normally allow the water to go into those lakes and rivers, then when those lakes and rivers are no longer there, then the sun dries them up. The sun didn't dry up those lakes and rivers and leave them, the people living there without that water. It was man who dammed up those lakes and rivers. And we say, oh, then the sun really wasn't so bad. It was just doing its thing. That's right. When all is in balance, when we get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, everything works in a beautiful, harmonious way. It's only when we get our bloated nothingness in the way of the divine circuits that the divine circuits appear to be working inharmoniously or against us. So you see, our honesty is our own reward when we say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And now, what do we read? We read that they're going to remove the dams. They're going to open up the waterways. They're going to allow the water to flow where it had once flowed. And so the parched earth was not indeed from the sun, but it was from man's own greed. And our honesty, our recognition that all is in divine order, is not going to make something bad or evil. It's going to bring about the normal, beautiful, harmonious operation that our world is. You see, when I say all is in divine order, I don't have to know what is going on. I do in my heart, that's why I say it. But I don't have to be able to verbalize it. All I do is I listen to the divine within and speak my words, and it is done. Oh, I will have challenges, I will have lots of opportunities to be tested, to be fortified as I walk my path of honesty and purity and goodness. But that doesn't matter. I am here to be me and to have fun and to enjoy everything that life has to offer. And I am the creator of everything that I have life offering. And it is wonderful. It's exciting. Try it out yourself sometime and realize just how wonderful and how exciting it is to be honest, because honesty is its own reward. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.